anything combat with Johnny K.
But it's anything combat, though.
Welcome back, combatants, to the Anything Combat Show. I'm your host, Johnny K. Today on the show, we've got one bantamweight Muay Thai world champion of the world. He's taking on Ilias Anarchy for one Friday night's 126. He's fighting in kickboxing this time. Please welcome to the show, Nabil Anan. How are you, Nabil?
Hi, guys. Feeling great.
Why do you think that you took on the kickboxing fight against Ilias instead of defending the Muay Thai belt?
Because I want to try like something new. I want to be... Also, kickboxing is also, in my view, I also want the kickboxing belt.
So, with Ilias, he's the only other fighter in one championship to beat Superlek besides you. So, is that important at all that have such a high-quality opponent for kickboxing, especially with, you know, your rivalry with Superlek?
Yes, of course. I don't know, they just put me, Ilias, you know, to, I think maybe just to prove that I can also fight in kickboxing, and I also need to win this match to be, if I win, I guess I'll be also in the ranking, and maybe next few fights, I will get a chance to challenge. So that's great.
If you challenge for the kickboxing belt, you would be fighting Jonathan Haggerty in that division. So what do you think Haggerty can pose in kickboxing different to his Muay Thai abilities when he lost the belt to Superlek?
When he lost the belt against Superlek, the fight was quite fast. We didn't saw much things going on. Maybe if the fight went like 5 rounds, maybe the decision would change, you know. But his style, he's a very good fighter. He moves very good. He's also a very good fighter in kickboxing. His style isn't much different when he fight in Muay Thai or kickboxing. It's just the rules are different, so there's not a big difference.
What do you think Ilias can pose to you that other fighters haven't been able to? Like, what skills does he have that the other guys don't have?
He moves a lot, and he has good punches, good kicks. The best thing that he has, I think, he moves very good, you know.
If you are to fight Jonathan Haggerty, do you like him more as a K1 fighter or a Thai fighter? Because me personally, I like him as a Thai fighter because the downward elbows and all that stuff with his style, I think is very effective.
Yeah, you're right. With MMA gloves, his striking, his punches are very good also. And his elbows, like you said, he has good elbows. I like him more as a Muay Thai fighter also.
What do you think about the rise of Yuki Yoza in that division? You know, he fought Pechenong, he beat him, he beat the Russian guy as well, and now he's on his way to a title shot. That's a guy that you may need to fight in the future as well.
Yeah, he's coming out very strong, coming up fast. Let's see in the future. But yeah, but his style is not he's a very strong fighter. He's like, he doesn't have a lot of techniques, but he's very tough, you know, and that's his style, and it's not will not won't be easy to beat him also.
Nabil, how hard is it for you to make bantamweight right now? How hard are the weight cuts?
Isn't hard at all. It's not hard because out fight camp, I'm like 73 kilos. So I got like only like 7 kilo max to lose, you know. Just more diet and few days of weight cut. That's it.
If that's the case and it's still an easy weight cut for you, how long do you think it would take you until the weight cut starts becoming difficult and you need to move up in weight?
I think a year and a half till I get my kickboxing belt, I guess.
In that time, before you move up in weight, do you intend on defending the Muay Thai bantamweight and the kickboxing title at bantamweight? Is that what you want to do?
Of course, I will defend my Muay Thai belt, and I will get also the kickboxing belt. I want it, and I think from now on, of course, I will have fights that I will need to defend my Muay Thai belt. And I will have other fights to fight to climb up the kickboxing ranking and to get the kickboxing belt. And after I get the kickboxing belt, we'll see if I can still make the weight. And if I can't, I'll just move up and get the belt in featherweight.
Nabil, what are your opinions on the statement that it's almost unfair for you to fight in the division, seeing that you're so much taller than other people and so much longer?
If I wasn't this good, they will say I'm like too skinny. And now I'm like quite good in the sport, so they say I'm too tall. Whatever, you know, I just do what I like, and I just do what makes me feel happy. And for those who support me, if they are happy, I'll just do it. I don't care.
Nabil, what's interesting is that you said that you could move up in weight class, and I agree with you there as well. And what's interesting is that you already knocked out Nico Carrillo, and he's moved up in weight class now. So people have the statement, oh, how will Nabil do now that he's going to have to fight bigger guys? But you've already beaten people that have moved to that division anyway. So what do you think about that?
What I think is, everything depends about time, you know. I'm just 21 years old, and the weight class that I'm in now, it's because out of the fight camp, I'm at this weight, you know. I can't fight on bigger weight if I'm not on the weight. You know what I mean, you know. So it's time. If I still have a lot of time, I'm just 21, like I said, few more years, you'll see I'll move up for sure. I'll be in featherweight and lightweight. Guys, just don't just be patient, you know. I'll move up.
Featherweight and welterweight, who do you think would be the tougher opponent for you if you were to do kickboxing against Regian Ersel, or if you were to do Muay Thai against Tawan Chai? Who do you think would give you the harder fight?
You mean kickboxing against Regian and Muay Thai against Tawan Chai? I won't fight against Tawan Chai. If he has the belt, I'll just let him be the champ. And in kickboxing, maybe in featherweight kickboxing, Super Bond, will be hard fight for sure. Muay Thai and kickboxing against Regian Ersel will also be a hard fight. I don't know. I can't tell.
Nabil, why wouldn't you fight Tawan Chai? Is it because he's helped you a lot at Venom Training Center?
We knew each other for a long time, you know, and I don't think it will be a good thing. I know that he wouldn't want to fight me also. So if the fight happens, I don't think it would be a good fight.
Do you think it's too soon that Tawan Chai is coming back from the KO against Masaki Noiri, or do you think that that he's healthy and ready to go to come back?
Yes, of course. After defeat, we always, of course, we'll be sad, but a few days after, me personally, I come back stronger, I train harder, and I don't want to disappoint the fans for the second time, I think he'll be much stronger this time, and he'll prove that he can come back for sure.
Nabil, what was the better feeling for you, fighting for the interim belt and having that crazy fight in the first round with all the knockdowns and proving yourself there, or settling the score with Superlek and becoming undisputed finally?
Against Superlek, because I really wanted this fight. Like for like first time I lost against him, and then after that I told myself like I want to fight him again. But then I move up to bantamweight, and I thought that I would never fight him again. But then I had an opportunity because he moved up to bantamweight also. So that was very great. And for around like, I don't know, a year ago, I said that in one interview that Superleg has had moved up to bantamweight. That's a good sign, that's a good thing. I would have a chance to fight him again. And that fight happened and I got my revenge. I had the victory, and that was best thing in my life. One of the best thing in my life.
What was the biggest difference between the first Superlek fight that you had and then the second Superlek fight? Because when I watched both of those fights, it seemed like he had prepared really well for you in the first one, and then the second one, it seemed like your skill level was too much for him to work around, and he couldn't use maybe the same approach, and your skill level was too high for him, and that subsequently led to you beating him in that second fight, kind of dominating that second fight.
So that was experience, I grew up, I had few fights before I fight him, and I know what he was going to do, just experience. And I grew up mentally, physically, and I really wanted that fight. I really worked hard for that fight. I don't know if he did or not, if he underestimate me or not, but the thing is, I got my victory, I got my revenge, and that's it.
Nabil, why'd you take on Superlek for your debut? Why'd you take on such a difficult opponent that had such a big reputation for the debut?
Whereas nobody wanted to fight me, that's why I didn't have any opponents. And in one championship, they asked Superleg if he wanted to fight me, and he just said yes, so that's why I fought him. And I didn't have any choice, because I didn't have any opponents. If I don't accept Superleg, I wouldn't have my debut in one championship. So that's why.
How important is it for you to have the title and have these accomplishments at your age right now?
It's a great thing, it's one of my goals. I got many goals that I want to achieve. This is just the beginning, one of them. I still have a lot of goals, and feels great. I just need to focus, stay on the line, even though it's hard, at this age, but focus.
I considered Superlek, when you fought him, probably the pound for pound best fighter that one championship had at the time. So, did you also, when you were preparing for that fight, did you believe that too, that he was the best fighter in one championship when you fought him?
Yes, of course. Nobody has beat him. He didn't have any losses. I think he had only one loss against Elias in kickboxing, also not in Muay Thai. Of course, he was the best in Muay Thai. He even beat Rotang.
So, what does that say about you, Nabil, now that you've been able to beat somebody that we would have considered pound for pound number one in the whole promotion?
I didn't think about this, but I guess for now, I'm the best in Muay Thai. I guess, there's a lot of good people. I know good fighters that want to take my place, and I won't say like other fighters aren't as good as me, you know, because there are very good fighters, you know. World, in this world, you have many guys that they have different skills and they are very good. So for now, I'm just one of the best and the title is on me. So whatever, if anyone, yeah, you know.
Nabil, you I watched a lot of your interviews and you said that Diesel Noy influenced you. So can you tell me a little bit about that? What was it about Diesel Noy that kind of influenced you? Was it the knee component of his game?
Just how to use the knees, because he was a good knee fighter. He has good knees. He was tall, you know. But now Muay Thai has changed a lot. You can't fight like he used to fight before. We improve a lot. We have better boxing skills now, especially in 4 ounce gloves. You need to move more. You can't be like, but still, he is a very good fighter. You have to have everything, you know, if you want to be a good fighter, not just knees. So he inspired me in the knees, in punches. I got other fighters, kicks, other fighters, technique, other fighters, you know.
What do you think's been the hardest part about your style, specifically for using your height and your reach? What is seeing that everyone says that it's a strength of your game, what do you think was the hardest part about using that?
To be fast, because tall people aren't fast. We slow. I mean, we are slower than shorter people, you know. And there's not many tall champions you can see, as you can see, as everyone can see. We just got Diesel Noy and who? Me. That's it. Other fighters are normal, you know, they aren't so tall, aren't so short. And for tall fighters, tall people, they need to work a lot on speed, and we have advantage on the reach and stuff, you know, but we are weaker because we don't have much muscle as short people. We aren't as fast, but I guess they will still say that I have the advantage. But if you don't know how to use it, that is not an advantage, you know. So,
What do you think is the best part of your game? I know that you said that you mixing up the styles was one reason why you kept on winning. So would you say that is the best part of your game?
of course, when the best part is I change styles every time I fight. As you can see, every fight I didn't fight same style any fights. So I think this is the best thing that I can do.
Nabil, when I looked at your career, it says that you're the youngest WBC Muay Thai champion in history in the featherweight division, and that you won the IFMA Youth World Championship when you're only 13. So, what can you tell me about that time in your life, which was only 7, 8 years ago?
Now the youngest is my little brother, Yunis. Now he's the youngest WBC world champion. He took my title. But when I was 13, yeah, I won the IFMA title, and it was just a small start, you know. That was time that I started Muay Thai around like now. That back then was like 2 years I started Muay Thai. And it was just the beginning, you know, a small. I had dreams, you know, before I didn't even know one championship. I didn't even know if one championship existed already in that time. And just a kid doing sport, you know. And yeah, now world champion.
Nabil, what can you tell me about Yunus's development in the sport, seeing that when you were younger, you could see what your skill level was, and now that he's a young man doing the sport as well, what can you tell me about his skill level? Are you happy with how he's developing?
Yes, he have a lot more to improve still. He's not as tall as me, you know. But he has better things. He has a lot of better skills that I can't do, but he can. He'll be good. 100%.
When did you end up meeting, I don't even know how to say his name, Arpach Farm? How'd you meet PTT? When did you meet him?
PTT, I met him when I started Muay Thai. He was 18, 19 years old, I think. Back then, I was 11. He was already fighting in Om Noi Stadium, fighting for Om Noi title. He was champion already that time. I was just starting Muay Thai, you know, so we wasn't too close. Then when I knew him more, it's when I came to Venom. Yeah, and that time he started to like doing videos, funny videos with me, stuff. And that's when we knew each other more.
When did he become more of a trainer for you instead of like a sparring partner?
We spar to each other, but actually we do like more clinching with each other. And when I started around when I was like 17, I guess 16, because before that I was too small, you know, he was bigger than me, a lot bigger.
Who do you think right now, out of your whole career, who's the best Muay Thai fighter that you've trained with?
Tawan Chai.
Definitely Tawan Chai.
Yeah. Tawan Chai. Din Samut, PTT, all of those guys, you know, in general. Yes, I guess.
Nabil, when I researched your career, I saw that you fought Sofor Akwa in Lethwe. And I wanted to ask you, how did this Lethwe fight come about? Because I know that, you know, you've had such an extensive career with Muay Thai. In your younger years, you went straight to Lethwe and fought that fight. So when did that come about and why did you accept that fight?
Just wanted to try, you know, I fought and I win. It was a great fight. 5 rounds with bandage, not even gloves, headbutts. More like a street fight. It was a great fight, you know. I don't know, just wanted to try.
Would you try that again? Would you go to Lethwe? Did you enjoy fighting in that rule set?
Not so much. I don't think so. I'm I like here. I like one championship. I'll stay in one championship. No.
If one championship allowed you to fight Lethwei up against someone, would you do it for the right money?
I guess. Because with 4 ounce gloves and bandage, there's not much. There's a difference, but not much difference, you know.
When you ran into Rod Tang and he spoke to you, what did he say to you? And would you consider fighting Rod Tang ever?
Maybe if we have a chance, but I don't know if we will, 'cause he's fighting flyweight, I'm fighting bantamweight, and in the future I'll move to featherweight. And he just said like, "I'm tall, you know, and stuff, tall and good also."
Nabil, in 10 years' time, if you were to look back at this moment in your life, what would you like to say about it? What can you say to yourself in maybe in the future? What can you say to yourself right now about this time in your life? What would you say?
You are in a good way, and keep doing what you do. Don't mess up. Focus, and you'll reach all your goals.
What do you think Muay Thai taught you about life?
If we want something, you know, we just need to work hard for it. Nothing comes like this, and yeah, just work for it and you'll get it. You get what you want.
When you first started out in kickboxing and Muay Thai, which fighters did you look at and get really inspired by? Who were your favorites back in the day?
A lot of fighters, you know, I don't really have like one fighter that I really like, but now the guy that I'm looking forward to is Mehdi Zatu. He's like my big brother. How he's working on everything that he's doing outside business and outside fighting, you know, he's a very good example for me. You know, and one day I want to be a good manager like him.
What do you think you've gotten training with Mehdi that you haven't gotten from the other teams that you've trained with?
Always have something new, you know, always improve, always adapting to something new. That's what is good, you know. It's never boring, you know.
Did you always know that you were going to be a fighter?
Yes, of course.
Who put you into fighting?
My father, he brought me to a karate dojo, and I started karate before Muay Thai.
Did you
He
do
pushed me.
Taekwondo as well?
Yes.
Who in your family is tall?
My father, we have the same height, but he's a lot bigger than me.
Is that the Algerian side of your family?
Yes, I guess. Yes. It's my grandfather's side.
So, when did you start fighting as a teenager or even younger? When did you start fighting?
I started fighting, I think, at the age of 7. I started Taekwondo competitions, you know, and then in Muay Thai fight, I started at 11.
And how did the Taekwondo and the karate help you for your Muay Thai fights?
The basics, how to kick, But still, I got to adapt a lot when I came to Muay Thai, you know, and I changed my style, completely changed, and still got some moves, you know, that I can use. But what helped me is the fighter spirit, you know.
I heard that your dad was a boxer. So did you get to work with your dad when you were younger as well as now?
In COVID, yes, I was working a little bit with him during COVID, but not much. He was behind me all the time. Morning, he woke me up. We went running before school, me and my brother, 5 a.m. every morning, you know, and always he was always behind. Everything that I have today is because of his work also. And still now, every day. Today is my rest day, so he won't be at the gym watching me doing pads. Tomorrow, he'll be there sitting and watching me doing pads like usual, like every day.
Nabil, as we move towards wrapping up the podcast today, I want to ask you about the guy that came to the gym and you sparred him and he started going crazy. So you beat him up, this random guy that he was like a tourist. So what happened here? Why did this guy try and pick a fight with you?
I don't know if he just came sparring and he just went hard, so I just went hard. That's it. I won't let him hit me, you know, so if he hits hard, I just hit hard. But then that was long time ago. It was long time ago, and now these things doesn't happen.
Finally, I have for you, what message do you have for all the One Championship supporters and your fans, about this fight with Ilias as your final remarks for this fight?
So, guys, this will be my first fight in kickboxing. I want to thank all of you guys that always been here supporting me, pushing me. And I'll do my best. I'll bring the victory, of course. And thank you guys for supporting.
That's all we have time for, ladies and gentlemen. Follow Nabil on Instagram, link in the description, and follow Anything Combat. We will see you guys next time. Bye bye.
See you.
Become a combatant.